Welcome to the best damn podcast ever. I'm Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me this week is William Matrix Mouth Miller, an old classic.
How you doing there, Blake Buck?
I wish I thought of something more clever for you. We've also got Justin Ficarotta of Kill Monty fame.
How we doing, fellas?
Doing good. We've also got Ryan Meyer, you may remember him from last week, of Sid Meier fame.
That's right, I'm back.
And Ryan, you've got some sort of mystery person whose last name I cannot pronounce. Who is that with you there?
All right, we've got Dom Cerquetti here from Firaxis Games with us.
How you guys doing tonight?
Doing good.
Dom.
Now, Dom, what do you do?
I'm an audio programmer over here.
What is that, like you play keyboard? That's what that means to me.
No, not really. That's like putting sound effects in a game and stuff like that. That's what I do.
He makes Nuke go boom.
Yeah.
All right, good deal. And this is your gaming news for Monday, August 24th, 2007. Oh, we got to do the battle.
Hang on now, son. Battle. You got to step back. Right. Now, who are we battling this week, Blake Buck?
That's right. I'm sorry. I was so excited. I forgot to tell you guys. We have a new battle contestant. I hope you're ready for it. Do you know who it is?
It better be Tunts or Dennis.
It's even better.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I've got his phone number.
Go right here. Okay. Now. Wait a minute, Blake Buck. Maybe for some of our new listeners and for Ryan and Dom, explain to us the significance of
All right, we used to run a little show called Inside Matt Games Podcast before we did the best damn podcast ever. And on the Inside Matt Games podcast, we didn't really like it because we're doing the same news week after week and Matt Gaming's dead. I don't know if you guys knew that. You can put a tombstone on that one. Anyway, after we left, this kid, one of our listeners, I won't say kid, let's not knock him, all right? But
he's
a
gone
younger,
through puberty since then.
A younger listener named he would call in a lot. And after we left, he took over the show in our stay. So we've had a bit of tension between them. There have been a few scuffles. Obviously,
would,
there's a little animosity.
We used to buzzer X his name on the show. I don't know if you guys remember that, but his name is not to be spoken. But
just
we can
like
speak
Voldemort.
It now. Because, look, this is it. I mean, if he passes battle, we will stop buzzer X-ing his name on the show.
All right.
So who's battle this week?
Well, do we want to do Wazoo? We were going to do him last week.
All right, Wazoo. Battle.
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Again.
Oh, wait a minute. He's calling us. No, you do not
no!
call us.
Reject call.
You do not call us.
Just don't call him back now.
Hello?
Hello, is this Wazoo?
Yes, it is.
Wazoo, this is the best damn podcast ever.
I have the feeling.
You know, we didn't know if this was your home number or not. We were afraid we were going to get your mom on the phone. And we were going to tell her that this is best damn podcast ever, calling from the internet looking for your son.
Nah, man, this is his cell number. Don't worry about it.
All right, so are you ready for battle?
I accept.
Okay, good. Your battle. And we know you have limited mobility. So this battle, you're going to have to be extra creative. You, Wazoo, must go through puberty in 1 hour.
We require photographic evidence, and you will get bonus points if Brian Crescente is somehow involved.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Alright, we're gonna call you when the show's winding down.
The more creative, the better.
The more creative, the better, so good luck. Godspeed.
You guys, this is the last straw, man.
Go!
That's it! Oh my goodness. He's a good sport. Wazzy's a good sport. Good sport. Okay. All right, Blake Bug, let's get the show on the road. I'm ready.
All right, here we go. And this is your. Hang on. We can't start the show yet. I just woke up. I'm sorry. I'm a little ahead of myself. Because we got to talk about Podcast Alley. I don't even know what our rank is this month because I haven't looked at the page, but it better
we're
be
like
number
27.
One.
Yeah, we're like 27
or something.
Well, that is not number one. There is no excuse for anything but number one, ladies. So you better get on it. PodcastAlley.com. There's links in the show notes and on the site. Also, if you missed last episode, we had one of our listeners, Trump Boy, from the forums. He had cancer like 11 times and beat cancer every single time. And now he's going on a bike ride to destroy cancer with his bicycle. So if you donate to his bike run, it's called the Live Strong Bike Race in Portland. You can go to his site to donate to him to help him out. It's at asphaltdream.org. And if you donate to him and mention us in the little comment feed, we'll send you a free shirt, an exclusive Run BDPE shirt. So, yeah, donate to there and check it out.
It's the new ones with our faces right on them.
And,
so.
And the wings. Oh, man.
Now, I was looking at Podcast Alley. I'm looking at our ranking, and I'm noticing that there's still Harry Potter podcasts that are beating us out.
Don't like that.
What the f***? Dude, what the f*** is going on?
It's
all
over.
There is no more Harry Potter. Harry Potter's done.
Look, William Miller has not finished it. If you spoil it, I'll kill you.
Snape kills Dumbledore. Oh, God damn it.
I knew it.
Oh. Look, if you are on the internet and you still don't know Snape kills
Dumbledore,
whoa.
Actually, I just finished book 7 yesterday, man. I finished book 6 the week before that. I dodged all that.
No way.
Look,
you
I've been dodging it pretty good. Look, we're moving on right now. Look, Blake Buck, do your news. Go.
And it's time for your gaming news for Monday, August 24th, 2007. Matt Gaming gets thrown a bone of rock. Awada 2 Gates, suck my chode, white boy. Fazbear Studio scuttled. Game industry makes mad bank in August, and man dead after online gaming bid. All this and more on this week's A Best Damn Podcast Ever.
All right, Blake Buck, we're going to have to fly through this news because there's a lot of it. So, Matt Gaming gets thrown a bone of rock. That's right. For the first time in about 20 years, Mac is actually getting a new game. And it's called Guitar Hero 3 Legends of Rock. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, son.
Glenda Adams sealed the deal with Activision, I guess. Aspyr Media is bringing Guitar Hero to not only the Mac, but the PC as well. This is pretty cool. So, for the first time ever, you got a portable Guitar Hero. You can put it on your laptop, take it anywhere, and rock out. What do you guys think about that?
Well, there's that. Somebody made a Mac version of Guitar Hero that you can like load the songs in from.
Yeah,
like
but that's like Frets on Fire, some butt like that. Look, this is a real deal song.
He's I like not how biased. You pretend you don't know the exact name of it. I don't know what it is. Frets on Fire, 2.0.
Look, know thy enemy.
So how did this deal happen?
Well, I have no idea because I'm not going to read this article. We don't have time. But look, my question
you
to you.
Just read headlines.
Dude, I'm excited about this because it means that, you know, maybe, you know, use the USB controllers. You can swap maybe with a 360. And then also, I like the idea of having the actual song files on the computer, because you know what that means? People are going to crack them. We're going to start seeing some user content, user songs. It's going
to
happen.
Here's my question for you guys. Like, to me, PC gamer in my mind is big sweaty nerd sitting playing WoW all day. Now, are they going to take a break to play some Guitar Hero? This big clunky controller, they've never seen it before, they don't know what to do with it, they're hitting it against their face. I mean, is this going to be a success on the PC?
I think Ryan and Dom are the best to answer that question.
Yeah, what do you guys think?
What was that, Blake Buck?
Well, since you guys are the PC gaming aficionados, do you think it's going to catch on the PC like it has on the consoles?
I don't know. Everybody will be busy using their consoles playing Civilization Revolution, so they will probably have to play Guitar Hero on their PC.
That's true.
Oh.
Now, speaking as the one fanatic who hooked up, I have a Linux driver so I can play Stepmania. There are some random PC guys that play console knockoffs on PC or Mac or whatever. So.
And now you don't have to play the knockoff. Now you can play the real thing.
Oh, man.
True enough.
How many feet can you tackle, Dom? What's your number?
About 9 or 10.
God, 9
22 10. And a half.
It's not bad. Not bad, sir.
It's been
now,
a while.
Are we talking Stepmania feet with the fingers, or are we talking we're actually hooking up the pads?
Yeah, I'm talking pads. I'm talking pads.
Oh, sound. That ain't bad.
Yeah, Justin Fick is a master of disaster on that DDR.
I think I could beat Justin Fick now.
No, we proved this.
No, you couldn't.
Look, Blake Buck has been on his new exercise diet of water and DDR all day long.
Dude, you still got nothing.
So look, I got a story about Blake Buck's exercise diet. Now we might have talked about this before, but you know, Wayne Miller and Blake Buck used to live together. Blake Buck would go on his workout routine, and I'd go and do my judo, and then I'd come back. Now Blake Buck's had a very interesting uniform for this Blake Buck, why don't you describe what you would wear when you played?
It was a tuxedo.
DDR.
and classy things like
no,
that.
No, it was either the camouflage boxers. No, it was camouflage boxers and tie-dyed socks. I remember that. Same ones every time.
Gross, nothing else.
Stank, nasty. Never washed them. You were gross and fat and dumb.
Look. You get hot when you're playing for like an hour, son. Look, when these man titties are flapping, I can't even have them constrained by a t-shirt.
The image of DDR players everywhere.
Yeah. So anyway, let's moving on. Justin
Dude,
Fitt, go.
You know what that is? That right there, Blake Buck, is Treasured Moments episode 4. Do it now.
It is.
Look, if I had a dollar every time somebody told me to get on another Treasured Moments episode, I'd slap them in the face.
Blake Buck, get on another Treasured Moments episode.
Blam,
I speak for our
right
whole
there.
Fan base. Go.
We may let go. Or Justin Fitt, go.
All right, so next in the news, Iwata to Gate, suck my chode, white boy. This is actually the announcement that the Financial Times has reported that the three-way race between the next generation consoles has a new front runner. So they've cited sales to the end of July, and then they've claimed that the Nintendo Wii has now sold more units worldwide than the Xbox 360, despite the year head start that Microsoft has had. Now, keep in mind, this is units sold, not shipped, because Microsoft has, you know, they announced a while ago that they had shipped like almost 12 million 360s. This is actually units sold by retailers. So they're reporting that Wii has sold 9 million, and it's overtaken 360. 360 sold 8.9 million. And then the PlayStation 3 is in a distant third at 3.7 million units. Now, this is worldwide.
That's a lot of Wiis.
That is a lot of Wiis.
So we just got a Wii in the apartment, right? My friend Tim brought it over and gave it to us.
Now, do you have Excite Truck?
Dude, we do
Dude,
not
you
have
just
Excite
stole
Truck.
We might want to leave this here. Oh, too bad.
Drink. So, you know, we've been playing on it. Look, we've been playing that the original Zelda tape.
Oh,
that's
virtual
all we've been
console?
Playing.
Lame.
Look,
lame.
Virtual console. Look, if you name
look,
yourself.
Later
look.
On in the show, I'm going to lay into all this virtual console nonsense. Look. So you just. Look. You virtual
look,
console.
William Miller,
fans
listen.
Better hold on to your
butts. William Miller doesn't play the original, like, first quest of Zelda. If you name your little dude Zelda, you get the second quest, which is infinitely more
William
difficult.
Miller just found this out.
Dude, look. I got two rows of hearts. All right, I'm on dungeon 12.
Look, son, I can do that in 30 minutes.
You bomb the eyes, okay? That's, yeah, just remember that.
Bomb, I got
or arrows
I got.
In the eyes. There you go.
Dude, you can call me up for battle, and I'll beat both first quest and second quest in an hour, and be home in time for cornflakes.
Crispix.
You know, you talk a lot of smack, Justin Fick, but I think you can back it up. I've seen you play games. I think you can back it up. I think we need to have, like, a contest. Like, who can beat Justin Fick in games?
Dude. No
Dude,
one.
We,
no
we
one.
Need to go why? On tour. We need to go on tour and challenge people at their homes.
You know why no
consoles.
One can beat Justin Fick? Because he is Shao Kahn.
Unstoppable.
Oh, wow. All right, Blake Buck, do you news?
All right. So, FASA Studio. Is that how you say it? FASA. I guess that's FASA. Studio scuttled. So, Microsoft... Shudders, Microsoft, Shadowrun, and MechAssault developer, the final remnant of the once mighty tabletop RPG maker, half the staff redeployed to other Microsoft Game Studios projects.
See, I see MGS and I thought Metal Gear Solid.
So they've confirmed they've closed it down. What's this guy's name? Mitch Gattel says, it is my sad duty to announce that FASA Studios has officially closed its doors. Today was the last day for those of us who's not already moved on to other positions within Microsoft Game Studios. While the rumors have been circulating forever, we chose to wait and sit for an official announcement because we didn't want to people's attention distracted from our last product, Shadowrun, a game which we love.
And sucks ass.
Now,
and only
no,
them.
No. I love Shadowrun now. Did I tell you guys about this?
No.
Oh, I guess this is one of these bits that I meant to tell you guys, and then I didn't, and then I just thought you did, but I actually didn't. So, this was about maybe a few months ago. Blake Buck had a dream about Shadowrun, and he was playing it, and it was the best goddamn game he had ever played. I'm like, what is all this bad press about? This game fucking rocks. And then I woke up. But then I downloaded the demo again because of my out-of-body experience, And I played it, and it's really not half bad. Once you get over the learning hump, it's not so bad. Look, I'm going to buy Shadowrun when it's $30 in like 2 weeks.
Dude, that sounds like subliminal advertising to me.
Maybe so. So, Lucas, if you could get us some sad music here for the death of Shadowrun, I think that would be really appropriate.
How about victory music, like the Final Fantasy victory music.
No, we're sad. So, though FASA and Microsoft Corporation PR continue to talk up Shadowrun, the game wasn't the monster hit both parties had hoped for. The Xbox 360's version sold under 150,000 copies,
wow.
which is it's not pathetic, but... considering they were probably hoping for over a million, that's pretty bad. And the PC edition sold barely 12,000 copies.
Damn, son.
Which I think I actually sold more photos of my penis on the black market. Would I not? There's no market for that. What blows my mind... What blows my mind is that this is the same marketing team behind Halo 3. You read all these articles about how Halo 3 has these, like, all these, you know, new kinds of marketing, subliminal advertising. We're, like, breaking the fourth wall and really trying all these interesting and new things. What happened to Shadowrun? That game just fell flat on its ass. Great job, Microsoft.
What are you talking
publishing.
About? The Microsoft, like, marketing strategy is put Halo on soda can. That is it. Like, Mountain Dew.
There is no marketing plan. It's just, like, Halo. That's all you need. Halo 3, dude, marketing that... overdone.
I think we talked about this last week. Dude, that soda tastes like butt. Done.
Halo drink.
Halo dude, drink. Is it that gamer juice?
Gamer juice. I think William Miller was getting some of that earlier. So the company was founded in... I'm glad Justin left. The company was founded in 1980. And it has created many classic franchises spanning two decades, including BattleTech, MechWarrior, 24 MechWarrior games, in fact, Mech Assault, Crimson Skies, and now finally Shadowrun. So they've been a big name. I remember playing them on the Super NES, playing some MechWarrior and stuff. William Miller, you in fact even worked on a port of theirs for the Mac, did you not?
Well, Howard Shear's company did a port, but that was before I got there.
Oh, I see. So it's kind of sad, but I would imagine the team has gone on and they've been replaced. It's not really, they've just sort of been dissolved into the rest of the Microsoft machine. So it's not like they're really out of a job. It could be worse, and Microsoft still retains all the licenses to the franchises like Mech Assault and Crimson Skies and all that. So even though the actual company is gone, the same people could be working on, you know, the same game down the road. So it's not as bad as it could be. All right, Ryan, let's hear your heat.
All right, games industry makes mad bank in August. Now, courtesy of the NPD, we know now that the U.S. retail revenue from non-PC game software, hardware, and accessories in the month of August was approximately $993 million, up $67.5 million from July's total revenue. And so that was a 46% year-on-year increase from August 2006, where we only made $679 million only. Yeah. Now, as far as console hardware was concerned, there was approximately $302 million sold. That was courtesy, in part, due to the Microsoft dropping the price of all of their Xbox 360 units, and the sales shot up by approximately 100,000 units in August to about 277,000 Xbox 360s, which gives them a 6.3 million Xbox 360s sold to date. And in addition, the retail boost from the 60-gigabyte PlayStation 3's price cut didn't really help out as much as it could have. It's gone down from last month. It was 159,000 units in July, and it fell to about 130,000 in August.
Damn.
but still sold a number of units. And the PS3 has now sold 1.5 million units to date. And the Wii was, once again, the best-selling non-PC gaming platform, selling 403,000 units in August, down from July's high of 425,000, but still quite a number of consoles sold. As far as portable hardware was concerned, the Nintendo DS just dominated the PSP, who's surprised there, with 383,000 units sold compared to
Don't
the PSP.
Don't make fun of my PSP.
Dude, your PSP sucks.
Look,
it's got Castlevania on it.
It plays Starship Trooper.
Dude, my DS got two Castlevanias on it.
It don't got Symphony of the Night or Rondo of Blood. Hello.
All right, and the PSP sold approximately 151,000 units. And to date, the DS has sold about 12.7 million, and the PSP has sold about 8.3 million. That is in the U.S. And as far as software sales, EA's Madden 2008 rocked the charts this month. Madden. The 360 version was number one, followed by the PS2 version in second place, the PS3 version in fourth, the original Xbox Madden in 11th, the Wii Edition in 12th, and the PSP version in 18th. Now, the other large part of that $488 million in software sales was Take-Two Interactive's BioShock. That's Big Daddy right there.
Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
They sold approximately 1.5 million units in, I want to say, a month since it's been out. That's pretty impressive. 360 version was number three on the charts, behind only Madden 2008 for the 360 and the PS2. And
now, here's my thing. Like, I don't know. I was reading on Kotaku today. I know, Blake Buck, you hate that. But I see Cliffy B, right, with a box, a BioShock box, pressed up against his face. And, like, the headline reads, Cliffy B's number one game of the year is BioShock. And it was an article about that, because it was fucking Cliffy B. I hate you, Cliffy B. I'm just using this as a springboard to tell you how much I hate you. If you want to come on the show...
See, Cliffy
Dude,
B
just,
was the
just
perfect
just because
man.
Cliffy B is a beautiful man.
I know. I'm just so jealous of his good looks.
He would be the perfect guy to come on our show because he is exactly like us. He makes decisions and they are done. BioShock number one. I have determined it.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, those are some pretty, that was a lot of numbers.
Chart track.
That was what that
was. You know what surprises me? Talking about the handhelds. PSP sold 8.3 million so far in the U.S., and the DS has sold 12.7. Now, from these numbers every month, I could have sworn that the DS would have sold 5 million times as many PSPs. Yeah.
Well, the DS and the PSP are, I don't know now. Well, I guess the 9 million is worldwide, Golden Axe. But, the number one and number two consoles are the DS and the PSP.
I mean, I'm surprised. I mean, people rag on the PSP all the time, but it's really, I mean, I was always under the impression, like, it was, like, at least 3-1. But it's not even nearly that. It's almost, you know, it's only a little over one. It's like 1.25-1 in terms of ratio of DSs to PSPs.
Well, compared to what it's selling now is more like 3-1. In the beginning, like the DS had a very slow start. Like, the PSP came out nice and strong when it did. And then, you know, now the PSP is kind of dying out, and the DS is still pushing, you know, putting out the heat.
Look, I do not care. My DS has Crystal Heart Crystal 2000 on it. That's all I want.
Magical star
magical
sign.
Yeah, star magical sign. Star sign. It's got that. So, look, the numbers don't even matter.
William Miller, when you call me on the phone now, it has that picture. It comes up when you call me.
Look, you can look down your album art right now. That picture is the happiest I have ever been in my entire life. Right there.
Thank you, William Miller. Now I got to add that point in. Great job, motherfucker.
All right. Let's do these releases. Oh, wait. Dom, do your news go.
How could you guys forget about me?
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm bringing in the final piece of news here. Apparently, there's a man dead after an online gaming bitch. Basically, we got the AP. Yeah, binge. Yeah, AP Beijing saying a man in southern China appears to have died of exhaustion after a 3-day internet gaming binge. Said the state media on Monday. 30-year-old guy faints in a cyber cafe after playing games online for 3 straight days.
Nice.
Paramedics. Yeah. Paramedics tried to revive him. paramedics try to revive him, but he's declared dead at the cafe. Apparently, people were running out screaming. Papers say he may have died from exhaustion brought on by too many hours on the internet.
That's clinical.
That's on your grave. Too many hours on the internet.
He needs an internetectomy.
I don't know. So the fun part, the news report doesn't say they don't say which game World of Warcraft where they were playing. So yeah,
if this was fun. South Korea, it would have been StarCraft,
dude. If it were Korea, he would have been a national hero, a martyr for the cause.
Now you know Jack Thompson's going to eat this up because he was obviously playing GTA and caused the parts of his body to kill each other.
That's true.
No, dude, the guy sitting next to him hit the square button and it killed him. It pulled out a baseball bat. No.
Now this is just unfathomable to me. Like, William Miller has never done anything for 3 days straight, ever. Insert joke there. Look, guys, I'm setting you up there, and you didn't knock it down.
Look, I went for the standby. I beat off for 4 days once.
There we go. Okay. All right, time for releases.
All right, this week in releases, guys. You know, we might as well not even do anything else. Halo 3, go buy it. Time for the jank. Wee Miller, what do we got?
All right, we got Halo 3 for the Xbox 360, dated September 25th, 2007. Go get this one. It's just going to be like the old ones. It's not going to look as good as BioShock, and everybody's going to jizz all over because they love it.
No, it's going to
look
good.
Shut up. It looks like ass. Get over yourselves, you pieces of butt. All right, we also got Loki, Heroes of Mythology. Is that how you say it, Loki? For PC,
that's
dated
Loki.
September 28th. Plays one of the four heroes of Norse, Greek, Aztec, and Egyptian. Wait a minute. Do you battle each other? That sounds awesome.
Look, Sippin knows which one is going
to
win.
Well, of course. I mean, come on. And as you fight legions of enemies in order to re-entomb Seth, an evil god. Now, wait a minute.
Wait, who names their evil god Seth?
I want Battle of the Mythologies. I don't want them working together. They hate each other. All right, we also got Skate.
You have Zeus, you have Odin, you have Hades, and Seth.
There's a lot of place. He wandered in from Toy Story, that movie.
It was like Seth Green, man.
Or Seth Green.
I hate that dude. I don't even know why I hate him. I just don't like his face. Continue.
All right, we also got Skate for PS3.
Skate.
September 28th.
Skate track.
Skate is EA's entry into the world of skateboarding and sucks total ass.
I don't think that's what the description says on the box.
Well, that's what you think if you listen to our show. We already went over this. Doesn't this have like some bizarre control scheme that's really dumb and nobody likes it?
Look, don't even get me started on this butt game. And everybody's giving it 9, so apparently I'm just too dumb to figure out how it's good. The Settlers, Rise of an Empire for the PC. Coming out on the 25th, the Settlers series returns for the 6th iteration with newly enhanced gameplay features added to blah, blah, blah. Stranglehold for the PlayStation 3. John Woo, shoot 'em up. I love it. 10 out of 10. I hadn't even played it. And Jackass the Game for the PlayStation 2. It's a multi-event based game based on the popular TV show featuring many of its characters. You know,
dude,
honestly,
how the hell did they pull that off?
There's one button,
get hit by car.
I can imagine you got to like mash A to drive faster, and you get points for like the more bruises
you
get.
Yeah, it could make like a really cool party game or something. Kind of like Mario Party, except Jackass.
I wish my roommate were down here for the next one, because he loves this next game.
Somebody take it. Just Fit, go.
All right, we got Company of Heroes Opposing Fronts for PC on the 24th. THQ brings the next chapter in real-time strategy franchise. I'm waiting for the why the hell is your roommate like this game, Blake Buck?
Oh, look, I don't know, but in my book, this is the dumbest. In fact, all these games besides Halo are dumb. Why are you going to launch Company of Heroes the same week as Halo? Dumb, dumb.
In fact, the rest of these releases just a formality. Juice 2, Hot Import Nights, PS3, PSP. 24th, Juice returns and features a new drifting component, as well as new driver DNA, Halo 3, Halo 3, Halo 3, and now. Time for judgment.
Wait a minute. One thing I wanted to say. Notice how there's not any Xbox 360 games at all in the releases this week. At least the 360 dudes figured it out. Don't be putting nothing out with my Halo. Blocking the shelves. I can't see it. All right, well, now it's time for judgment. All right, guys. So I guess I got the judgment this week. I hope you're holding on to your face. Because it's time for Blake Buck to review GameTap for the PC and Mac. So I went to Atlanta a few weeks ago to for a drug deal gone south. I had to go straighten some people out. And I stopped by the CNN Center there, which is like the Turner Hive cluster. Like, I have never seen such a ridiculous place. It's like three hotels, like, really close together, and in between them is just like a big, like, I don't know, like a covered area. It's like one giant room. And there's like food court, and they had Game Tap on the TV screen all the time. It was wild. Anyway, so I thought, all right, I'm going to try out this Game Tap. Everybody's talking smack about Game Tap. I keep seeing it in the headlines, so let's just dive right into it. Game Tap is Turner's attempt to move into the digitally distributed gaming industry. Quite an ambitious endeavor for even the largest of media conglomerates. Game Tap at its base is a program that you install on your PC or Mac that streams games from space computers in Atlanta. right into your face. Older games play like an emulator, running right inside of the GameTap program itself, while newer games, such as the PC games, are launched. They launch within GameTap, and then you get, like, it minimizes and it opens separately. So first, let's talk about the GameTap program and its interface. While it's functional, it's sort of ugly and clunky. The interface is in this, like, green globe, and you select things that kind of, like, slide along the sides of the globe, and then when you select a game, it pops up in this window, and then the window has these little, like, blades that shoot out. It's dumb. It's ugly. I mean, it works, and it does have a lot of features you can do, but from an aesthetics value, it's like 1996. What are we doing, guys? It's like the Xbox One interface with all those green screens you go through. So they need to fix that. That's first up. Next, let's talk about how the games run. Classic games run pretty much full speed. Classic games would be like those, you know, older games, not the new PC games, but older stuff. Like on, they have lots of Genesis stuff, lots of Sega stuff in general, arcade stuff. They got Commodore 64, a handful of other systems. They all pretty much run full speed, and they're awesome. They have great joystick and gamepad support, and I have a gamepad. I was playing this on my main box, and I've got both my sticks, my arcade style sticks, and a 360 controller. And not only do they both work, but I can use them both at the same time for both players. And it even supports up to four players. Look, they got like the controls and interface, at least for playing the games, absolutely down perfect. The PC games aren't quite as good in terms of interface, because I told you got to minimize and then switch to the program, and then it's sort of like you're in a separate entity from GameTap itself, but it still works. It should also be noticed that GameTap, all games in GameTap have to be downloaded before you play them. So for older stuff, it's like 1 second you're playing, you know, Metal Slug 1. But for newer stuff, like Overlord that just came out on it, you're going to be waiting a little while. It's like 3 gigs. I think it took my connection, a decent connection, maybe 4 or 5 hours to get Overlord. I mean, it was still pretty quick, but it's not instant. Also, I want to note that there's some slowdown. If you're downloading a game and you're playing a classic game, like let's say I'm downloading Overlord and I want to go play, Metal Slug, it'll actually slow it down because it's still running within the same program and it's trying to, like, download that data to, you know, the Overlord, but you're playing the other game. So if you're playing, you got to pause your downloads. That kind of sucks, but regular PC games work fine. Okay, so finally, let's talk about the games. GameTap currently has 973 games ranging across about a dozen platforms or so. Again, like I said, it's mostly Sega stuff, but it's a good bit of arcade, a few other interesting consoles like Commodore 64, I think they got Jaguar. I mean, a bunch of, like, there's no Nintendo stuff is the main problem for the classic games, you know, because obviously I guess Nintendo doesn't want to enter in this when they're trying to get their own digital distribution model going. They obviously don't want to be spoiling it by licensing it through Turner, but it kind of sucks that there's no NES or SNES or N64 for that matter. But they got like Saturn. There's even some Dreamcast games. Crazy Taxi. I love Crazy Taxi.
Woo.
It's got like Panzer Dragoon, you know, for the Saturn. So a lot of cool stuff, you know, that especially harder to find games like Gunstar Heroes. So if you look in there, yeah, I mean, you can go to GameTap.com to see the list. There's a lot of heat. Also, they're starting to get some newer PC games as well. Usually they're either a little bit older or a little kind of B-list games, like I said, Overlord. And that game's pretty new. And so you can play it on GameTap, the whole thing, for free. They have that Tomb Raider Anniversary, which I guess some people are into. That's that new Tomb Raider game. The new Hitman game, like Commando, all the Commandos game, that new Commandos game just got added. So it's mostly B-list, like, for the newer PC games, but they still got some stuff in there. It's got, like, I'm trying to think of some other. Deus Ex is in there, Far Cry. So they're still fun to be had. Finally, GameTap is trying to build up its library of original titles as well, including the new Sam & Max Adventures. I don't know if you guys... Have you heard of that, Wayne Miller, Justific?
Yeah, I heard of it. It's supposed to be like this episodic game.
Yeah.
That's exclusive to GameTap?
Yeah, they put out six of them so far. Yeah, and all six of them are on GameTap. And not only that, but I discovered this the other day. GameTap actually streams a lot of the game as you play it. Like Sam & Max... The base download is like 87 megs. There is no way you fit that whole game in 87 megs. So they like you download a base portion of it, and as you play, it streams the game to you like dynamically. It's pretty radical. Sam & Max is cool. I played that the other day. Also, they have Blast Miners, which I loved, which is by those Gish dudes.
Weren't they on our show once? One of the Chronic Logic guys, or we tried to get them on there, and they bailed.
Chronic Logic, I believe, split. The Alex Austin and then like the guy who does Edmund McMillan, that's the guy who did the art and the guy who did the design. They went and did their own company and left what's his name, who we interviewed, like by himself.
Josiah Pisciotta.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. So this wasn't done by Chronic Logic, so I think they've made a separate company.
I can just see how that happened. Because, you know, Chronic Logic is only like three dudes. So somebody had friendship over.
Look, I think it's one dude.
There was some argument or something, friendship over, and they left.
So, also, they're adding in some new video stuff. Like, apparently they're doing some, you know, because it's Turner, they're doing some Adult Swim stuff. Adult Swim is on Cartoon Network, which is also owned by Turner. So they've got, like, some Aqua Teen Hunger Force, maybe. But definitely some Space Ghost stuff. So, if you're into that, not bad. And mainly, did I mention that it's really goddamn cheap? You can get the free version, which lets you play about 40 games or so, or you can pay for the gold version, which is 99 cents for the first month and 7 to 10 bucks after that, depending on how much you buy. So the pros, for a digital gaming service, it has by far the largest library of games. Now, as of right now, this podcast, it's 973. I mean, what does Xbox Live have? Maybe 200? At
Xbox,
most 300?
Xbox West Live has what? I think it has like 70, 80. Tops.
Oh, really? It's only that many?
Yeah.
Damn. Well, I own like half of them. Wii Virtual Console, they've got maybe around 100. PlayStation Network has maybe about 50. Even Steam, which has been around longer than any of these guys, I think Steam only has around maybe 50 to 100 as well. So they've definitely got the largest library. They're adding new games every week, and the games they're adding are getting better. Like, they added Overlord, Far Cry. They're starting to add games that you might actually want to play rather than, like, you know, these obscure games from the mid-1980s. The experience is completely integrated. Like I said, you don't have to run 10 different emulators now to play your games. They're all right there. There's no it removes the hassles of installing old PC games. Like, they got Daikatana on there.
Nice.
And I always kind of wanted to play Daikatana, but I knew trying to install that game on XP nowadays, I'd have to go through a lot of hoops. This removes all that madness. It's also got some cool extras like game ratings. You can do messaging, and even it integrates with AIM. The things I didn't like about it, again, downloading slows down your games, and the selection, while still big, it's still got holes, son. Still got holes. You know, no Nintendo. And finally, it's not free. You're going to be paying every month for this. It's like their cheapest plan, I think, is like $82 a year. So it's not cheap.
Well,
but other than
$82, that's like the price of one game or one and a half games. I mean, that's pretty good, you know?
What I love is like, I went and saw Sonic on the XBLA this week, and I'm like, that is ridiculous that I would pay $5 for Xbox Sonic when I could pay $10 and not only get every version of Sonic ever made, but all these other games too. So if you consider, it's like two downloaded games.
You're paying $5 for Sonic and 200 achievement points.
Oh, Joseph Vic, you and your achievement points.
Dude, don't knock the achievements, son.
Chivies.
So it's got a PC version and Mac version. I only play with the PC version on my main box. But apparently the Mac version doesn't do all the PC games, but it does the classic games if you have an Intel Mac. So. Still sounds like a good deal, even on the Mac. I didn't play around with it, but overall, it's pretty damn cheap. It's got a lot of games. Thumbs up, GameTap. I'm signing up. You can be my friend. I'm username Blake Buck. Oh, I forgot to mention, it's also got like online, you can issue people challenges and stuff and like play them in multiplayer. It's cool. Cool. I love it.
Oh, that
up.
Sounds cool. How does that work?
Well, like, if you track your
wins and losses, maybe?
Well, like, on certain games, it's got like this challenge button. And then, like let's say it's Fatal Fury. So I clicked Fatal Fury challenge button. Let's other Fatal Fury players who have also clicked that button know, hey, this dude's ready to fight. So it tries to hook you up with people, and like it'll even show you the popularity of the game you're trying to play to show you how likely you are. I only clicked it on Fatal Fury, but I got about two messages of people wanting to throw down.
Nice.
But I was too scared. But thumbs up, GameTap. I love it. Check it out at GameTap.com.
Dude, you need to go on Daikatana and challenge button and just leave
it
going.
Oh my god. Dude, Daikatana, but you're in like a swamp, and there were mosquitoes attacking me, and I couldn't see nothing, and I got killed by this bat dragon thing. Dumb. All right, now it's time for the jank. All right, this week's jank is a little bit connected to what I just described in GameTap. It's the Microsoft Wireless Controller PC Adapter. I'm not even sure if that's a real name. It's a chunk of plastic you plug into your PC and lets you use your Xbox 360 controllers on your PC. What's awesome is that for this $20 adapter, my four Xbox controllers are now four awesome, badass wireless PC controllers. So I can, instead of, you know, I can play, I mean, it works great with GameTap. You can just turn them on, you hit the sync on the piece of plastic, hit the sync on the controllers, and you're good to go, baby. So $20. If you already got the controllers, it's pretty much, in my mind, the Xbox 360 controller is the best controller out there. So if I can get them on my PC for $20, thumbs up on that.
That's pretty cool. Have you tried this on your Mac? I see Mac as a question mark.
Oh, I don't know about the Mac. Look, basically, I would have tried it on the Mac, but it's in my main box, and it's going to take me a while to get it out of there. It's all sealed up.
I mean, it stands to reason that it would. It's probably sending the same signal into the Mac that the wired controller does. So
yeah, generally, yeah, I would think it would. I know the wired Xbox 360 controller works on the Mac, so I would think the wireless would, but don't go buy this and then it don't work and write me angry emails. Or actually do, because I'll laugh at you. All right, it's time for feedback.
All right, Blake Buck, we have a ton of feedback this show. This is why we're ditching the discussion today. Our first email is from Mike R. You remember Mike from Failing Battle.
That's Mick.
Mick.
That's Mick R.
Mick R, excuse me, for Failing Battle. Says, yo, dudeskies. Actually, he didn't really fail, but it was like kind of half and half.
It was a letdown.
It was a little bit of letdown.
We got to be honest.
Dude, there is no partial credit in battle.
So he says, yo, dudeskies, despite how I sounded during my battle a couple of shows back, I wasn't depressed until after getting to Game Crazy, and that was easily remedied by making sweet love to a pint of chocolate custard. That's right, like he paused in the middle of battle to get some custard to make himself feel better. So he says, I like your spiel on game reviews, and it reminded me a lot of something that they said on X-Play, 5-integer rating system. It was something like what you said, where you don't need to know... Wait, where you just need to know enough to buy or not to buy the game. The 5-point scale is more than adequate for that. Anyway, juicy innards of my email. I'm not sure if you guys have gone over it in too much detail. I haven't heard too much on it from you guys, but what is he talking about here? I just want to know what you thought of Mass Effect. Okay, there we go. Mass Effect, Blake Buck, go.
Look, it'll probably be good, but I still got my eye on it. What do you guys think? Ryan, I bet you're into Mass Effect, yeah?
I have actually not heard much at all about it.
What? I thought it's like an RPG. You're easily the most, I don't know, patient, I would guess.
Dude, look, son. If it ain't a turn-based strategy game, Ryan Meyer don't give a shit about it.
I don't know. All right.
Well, what about you, Dom? You played any Mass Effect?
Sorry, I'm a more twitchy, kind of spur-of-the-moment gamer kind of guy. So no all Mass Effect
like,
on my radar.
Like us. Yes, that is
right.
Good.
Big titties and big guns. That is what I like.
In games.
All right, we'll go with that. Sure, why not?
All right, we got one from Jordan B. Says, hey, BDPE crew.
Wait, let me take this next part.
All right.
You skipped. He told us we're not supposed to read this next part on the air, but I'm about to lay into him. So here we go. Number one, he says, put your feedback email somewhere on the site. It isn't there anywhere. Son, the god feedback email is on every god blog post I post about this f***ing show. It says, email us here, and it's got a f***ing link. Read your internet before you send an email, asshole!
No, no, Blake Bug, you're missing the point. He wants the actual feedback emails on the site somewhere.
It is on the site.
No,
oh,
no, not the email
saying,
address, the emails themselves.
You're saying list the emails.
Yes.
No. Why would we do that? You can hear us read them. That's so much more fun.
That's true. We do put our own little spin on them, though.
You wouldn't get this colorful commentary otherwise. Number two, make a forum.
What do you mean? There's no spin.
That's right. This is the Turner Spin Center. No spin zone.
No spin zone.
Make a forum section for battle. Look, you can't know when battle's coming up. It's secret.
Secret.
And we said we should cut the show down to an hour. What do you guys think about that?
Well, show needs to be shorter, but if we keep having like a gajillion people on our show all the time and all this news and heat, look, it's going to be long.
Look, we try and keep it short. Anybody else, if you got any thoughts, is the show too long, too short, just right? What do you think? Let us know. Feedback at bestdamnpodcastever.com. All right.
Next one is from Jordan B. Hey, BDPE crew. I was just trying some new... Oh, we love this one. So I don't even have to read this email. I can just tell you. Blake Buck, he sent me this picture that Jordan B. took. And so Jordan B., I guess he's a photography major or does photography professionally or something. Look, he's good at it. He just got himself a new light kit. And to test it out, he thought, what are two things I like a lot? Well, women with not much clothes on and Octomax. So, like, he took this picture beautifully composed of him gazing into the eyes of an Octomac wearing this, like, black open-faced blouse, like, hair wet, you know, chest all oiled up, and then this, like, naked woman straddling him, looking at the same octave. Dude, it was beautiful.
It's not quite a naked woman.
Dude, it was beautiful.
All right.
So, yeah.
Dom, Ryan, you guys better check that out.
It's hilarious.
We are.
It. Yeah. It's hilarious. Look. Also, thumbs up on that woman, by the way.
William Miller is the judge of women. Thank you, William Miller. Justin Fick, go.
All right. El Spuddy writes in, says, okay, I cannot believe... You don't know who Jeff Minter is. So I don't know who Jeff Minter is. That the people who I look up to for gaming advice don't know who he is. Jeff Minter is Llamasoft. The games he wrote are Attack of the Mutant Camels, Defender-esque game with giant camels, Revenge of the Mutant Camels, and of course the knife self-titled game, Jeff Minter's Revenge. I'm hoping
dude,
you can
I
redeem
love
yourself
that.
by actually getting to number one on Podcast Alley because you just lost my vote for the month. Love and light, Alice Buddy.
Oh, bam. Snap! Oh! It's third grade. Oh, it's on. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh.
Well, look, I'm not voting for you for my best friend this month.
Well, look, Else Buddy. You can vote for us because I know who Jeff Minter is. I don't know about these bozos, these Philistines.
That's crazy. Got look, back. He's crazy. Space giraffe, crazy man.
Dude, you don't you, like, fight his face? At the end
no,
of that
you
game.
You fight Jay Allard's face. You don't.
Oh, Jay Allard's face. Look,
hang your face in shame.
I don't play games.
Dude, Eric the eyes of Allard are watching you, son.
Eric S. says, hey, fellas, I thought I'd write in and give you my opinion on the whole 9/11 too soon issue. I think, okay, Ryan, Dom, 9/11, too soon to make jokes?
Man, that's up in the air. I don't know.
Look, nothing is sacred on the show. Go, Blake Buck.
I think it's not too soon for assholes like Nicolas Cage to make a patriotic piece of shit like World Trade Center. But it's not too soon for someone like you, Bowl, to make Postal. Excuse me, that's
Uva
Bowl.
F***ing A.
Uva.
Uva Ball's my hero.
I've actually seen the clip in question on YouTube, and I didn't find it all that offensive. In fact, I really did find it funny. Anyway, keep up the good work and keep the heat rolling. I like that. Keep the heat rolling. By the way, my last name... Oh, look, we can't say last names. You know that. That gets edited out so you don't get raped by Itagaki.
That's what happened. For your own personal protection.
And this is a Zaparaga. I don't know. Look, if you go make a forum
Zap
name,
Brannigan.
Son Zap Brannigan,
son.
What the fuck is that? Is that a Mexican dish?
Dude, do you not watch Futurama? Son,
look, I'm done with that. Look, I tuned out of that show.
Look, go. Laughter is a part of healing. It's not too soon to make fun of 9/11. Laughter is a part of healing. It is. All right, we got is it Corey? Corey
also,
D.
Also, death is funny.
Yeah, and it's funny. Corey D. writes, "What
oh,
up, BDPE?
No.
been some pretty hot shows lately, but alas, I fear I'm unable to participate in the shenanigans. See, I would be more than happy to enter my name for consideration for Battle 2.0, but I have a problem. I live smack dab in the middle of East Bumfuck Maine. A rural town with less than 500 people.
I like how Maine's big enough to have East Bumfuck and West Bumfuck.
His town has less than 500 people in the middle of the woods. In other words, unless my task were to, okay, rape a family of pine trees or teabag a moose, I would have little chance of accomplishing my battle mission. That's it,
Corey,
son.
D, we can accommodate you.
That's it. You've signed yourself up right there. Teabag a moose.
Wow. I love it.
You have one
hour.
The
nearest McDonald's is half an hour drive away, for Christ's sake. The nearest GameStop is a staggering 2 hours away. So if I did make myself eligible for battle, I need to be an assignment appropriate to my geographic conundrum. P.S. If Blake Buck is reading this, I apologize for big words like conundrum.
Carumrum.
I may have used. And keep up the good work.
All right, Corey. So Wayne Miller, one thing we need, eventually, when we get this battle thing hammered out, we should have a page for battle where you tell us, like, your name, your phone number, and information about you so we can more finely hone your battle experience. So maybe we'll get that up eventually, but we'll figure something out. That means we also need to have,
for each person, wins and losses.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. A running tally. Look, y'all know Wayne Miller's working on power.
Uh-huh.
Sight is backseat to ultimate power.
Uh-huh. I hear that nonsense.
Look, we can't. We're gonna hide it for now. But when it comes out, y'all know. All right. Now I've got. Let's see. Oh, this is David. Yeah. So this is David. Now I think if this is the same David that I know, he's my neighbor, right? We went drinking the other night. We went to party. And Dave came, and I don't know. Have you guys ever played Flip Cup before?
Look, I played Cup this weekend.
Is this like Flip Flap Down Below? Flip Cup.
Yeah, it's similar to that, except without the sex. So Flip Cup. We play Flip Cup, right? And this is like, I don't know, 40-man Flip Cup or something, 20 on each side of the table. It was ridiculous. Dave, having never played Flip Cup before, dominates. So Dave M dominates in Flip Cup. That's it. Okay, so he writes.
So wait, hold on. You have to describe to us the rules of Flip Cup.
All right, so what you do is you got a row of people on one side of the table and a row of people on the other side of the table. And you fill up your cups, right, with beer. And you start, and you got to chug the beer, and then you got to put the cup on the edge of the table and flip it over. Like, you have to flip it from the table, and it has to rotate in the air and land on its larger side and stand up. So it's chugging and manual dexterity. All in one. And, of course, people are cursing at you and all of that. So he's really good at it. Anyway, also, Lucas, play the sound effect for a long email post. It could be the same as the sound effect for William Miller academic diatribe. That would be all right.
It could even be this one.
Unstoppable.
So, David M. writes, very much enjoyed the discussion this week on game reviews, but I did feel you left out some crucial considerations in your analysis. For the most part, I advise playing the academic analysis alert here. Okay. Two things that the game reviews are forced to contend with, like it or not, are technology and expectations. A game like Halo 2 cannot help but be an improvement over its predecessor, at least in terms of graphics and performance. No, it ain't. Simply because the technology is built on, has improved and in the intervening time. Certain advancement is inevitable, and games should always be rated predominantly in comparison to their immediate contemporaries. So rating a sequel or serial game is based on the quality of the forebearer is uniform. Okay, so what he's saying is...
Blake Bucket.
If the game doesn't look hotter than the one before it, it bad. All right, second, I think gamers' expectations have a lot to do with distorting game reviews. We expect all games on next-gen consoles to be covered in the obligatory next-gen goo. Seeing games like Space Giraffe or Cave Story that choose a different aesthetic is liable to suffer for no other reason than that gamers, and by association game journalists, have skewed expectations about any newly released game and what it should have. So I agree with that. You don't have next-gen goo
for Cave
on your,
Story,
on,
by the way.
Yeah, man, yes. Cave Story. So if you guys hadn't played Cave Story, go out and get it. I won't ramble any further. Suffice it to say, these are like culprits in understanding the poor quality of game reviews. As a side note, in response to William Miller's comment, I would advance the Penny Arcade dudes as heroes of game journalism. Look, they dumb. All right, they write comics. Okay, arguments about substance, accuracy, and bias aside, their opinion is well respected and widely listened among. Blah blah blah. All right, look,
that's bad when William Miller thinks you're long-winded.
That's bad. Somebody else take this.
All right. I like how I'm taking all the emails with no capitalization. All right. Bossa Nova writes, dear BDPE, I recently went to the Penny Arcade Expo and was happy to encounter people from GameSpot, 1UP, and Destructoid. Anyway, I was hanging out, admiring a life-size Big Daddy statue at the Games for Windows booth, when in walked none other than Game God Blake Buck. My friend that
let
I was
let everyone too- know right now, I was not at the Penny Arcade Expo.
Well, you got some explaining to do, son.
Uh-oh.
My friend that I was with is too lame to listen to BDPE, so he wasn't as excited as I was. Blake Buck walked over to play Bioshock, and I kept staring, trying to figure out whether it was him or not. Every time this poor guy looked up, I was staring directly at him, which was clearly making him uncomfortable, so he walked away before I was able to find out his identity for sure. Later that same day, I was walking around the convention some more and saw him again. He looked up at something on the ceiling, and I noticed his asymmetrical nostrils, the same ones that haunt my dreams every night from face.jpg. Is this going to be like a gay fan fiction? Is that how this email is going to end? All right, anyway. So I walked up to the dude, excited
and we
to make
made
Blake
out.
Buck feel like a celebrity, and asked, hey, is your name Blake Buck? I expected either a D or an or some ear-murdering cackling, but instead just got a no, and I think this poor guy thought I was making fun of him. So my question is, was it really you, and were you lying? Was it Ben Buck double B, or is there a Brad Buck that you were separated from at birth? P.S., please keep my email address, username, anonymous. Oh, good job, Justin Fick. Thanks for the kick-ass podcast. I've been voting for it every month. I guess Lucas just bleep out his name there.
So no, Blake Buck was not at at
but
PAX.
And answering your question about my twin, yes, there is another Buck. It's I'm trying to think of something clever. Damn it, Bertha Buck. That's my twin,
Buttercup Buck.
He's bigger, larger, and uncut.
Look, son, hang on. We got to stop for just a second. I just got a ping from Wazoo. He says his scanner broke. He has completed battle, but look. He cannot deliver evidence, so look, when we call him,
he better
have
it together. He better have it
fail.
Together.
All right.
What's he scanning?
Yeah, what the fuck? Did he get it developed
did
in
he
under
go,
an
did
hour?
He, yeah, developed
dude,
and
dude,
come
he,
back?
He went through puberty, and he's scanning his scrotum as we speak.
Bad. No. All right. We got one from Lucas. Shut up, Wazoo. Oh, my God. All right. We got one from Lucas.
Dude, better you than me, son.
Is Fick on Skype? You do not talk, Wazoo. We are doing show. All right. Lucas says, the following is a suggestion for the first official Best Damn Podcast Ever side quest. Now, for those of you who don't remember, the suggestion was, Lucas suggested that we, in addition to Battle 2.0, we have side quests, which are like stuff we post on the forum, maybe failed battles or battles that we think of that just didn't quite fit the show or something, that anybody can go out and do and gain ultimate glory and fame. So he's come up with one, or two actually. He says, design and create a costume made primarily of BDPE flyers and packing tape. The costume should relate to gaming to the gaming industry in some way. For example, you could make a Master Chief-style body armor and helmet, Mario's overalls and hat, or Jack Thompson's custom model for Big Dildo. Secondly, he says, wear the costume in a public place with lots of pedestrians, outside a class building, at a school, near a restaurant, at lunch, etc., and hand out flyers to anyone who passes. Now, needless to say, the whole thing must be documented through pictures or video. So here's some flyers you can print out yourself, or have Kinko's do it for you. Print them at 300 DPI at 8.5 by 11 paper standard. So he's giving us a little link of BDPE flyer.
Now, if you want to see the flyer, the smaller version of the flyer is at dproductive.com/BDPEflyer.gif. So that's like dproductive.com.
Look at your face.
Wow.
Look at your face. Look at that face.
It
look,
is why, horrifying.
Why isn't it our official logo, though?
Dude.
I mean,
that's
pretty funny. That's pretty
funny. That's just going to bring child molesters to our show. There's one of Mark Kinn.
Oh, my God.
That's horrifying. So that's the small version. If you want the big version, if you're actually going to do this, it's at dproductive.com/bdpeflyer.png. That's the giant size one. If you want to... I'm not clicking that one. That one would terrify.
Well, that's the one I clicked. I got four face.jpg number twos in my eye. Oh my God, Wazoo.
Oh.
All right, so Sam L., this is not Sam L. Jackson. I wish it was, but it's not. Is it just me, or is the PC Gamer logo top left? I put this in the... I don't know if you knew this, but I do this section of the show. Yeah, I put it in the wiki and stuff. Do all the work. Pretty much do all the work on this show.
Shut up. Shut up.
Then do it, son.
Is it just me, or is the PC Gamer logo on the top left of the PCGamerPodcast.com very similar to the one used in BDPE? I have seen this before, and it's quite similar. It's got the star, and it's got a fist, but it doesn't have a NES controller.
It is, and I admit that when I design... I designed that BDPE logo based off of, like, a hip-hop label that I saw. I didn't see the Destructor, the... What was it? PC Gamer?
PC Gamer Podcast
logo? No, I hadn't seen that, so...
Also, look, I think we're actually around before them. If not, maybe not BDPE, but... I don't know. Maybe we were. I don't know. I don't keep up with it. Anyway, who's got the next email?
God, this is ridiculous. Look, these emails are too long. Let's just skip down to the one from Tobuno.
No, this one's Itagaki got look, down there. Look, Kalix has got singing or something. I got some music in these next ones.
I'll take it. Kalix writes us in and says, "It's me again. Unfortunately for you guys, you know, I won't leave you guys alone, especially you, Blake Buck. Now, I have a little something I expect you guys to play on the show. It's an MP3 format, so you guys better not have any excuses for not playing it. See you next time. The dog eats faces, Kalix."
I'm not going to play this. And let me tell you...
I can think of an excuse if you want. Say you only play OG Files. There you go. Just make that up.
That's right. Only play OGG. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, so let me tell you what this link is. First of all, before I tell you that, this, like... I don't know. He fell off the internet boat because this link is way cold. This is that song "The Internet Is for Porn" by Avenue Q. I heard
this old
2004. This one. Wait, let me guess.
Really porn. What? There's always
some new song. Dumb.
Porn.
Dumb.
We heard it
before. I vote no.
I think everybody on this podcast has heard that before. You dumb. Thumbs down.
Do we not have a buzzer bomb for him?
All I got is this.
Unstoppable.
Shao Kahn's holding us down today.
He's got that queued up, and by God, he's going to use it.
All right. Mr. Bean says, "Since I know Blake Buck can't read this email, this email is shorter than it originally was. In episode 26, during the releases section, the game Combat Mission Shock Force came up, and you guys started making fun of it, comparing it to Haze, calling it another shooter that was supposed to change the way you think about war, saying you're sick of these games. But your impressions were wrong. The game is a tactical war game and focuses on realism and doesn't play like a run-of-the-mill rock-paper-scissors RTS game. In fact, the game has actually been used as a military reference in countries' militaries. If you don't believe me, I'll find you a link. P.S. Battlecat told me I need to make fun of Blake Buck in this email and insult him. So, Blake Buck, you're an idiotic, disgusting, fat mass of human being that that if you had any sense, you would cut your balls or remove yourself from the gene pool and thereby improving the human race by several magnitudes."
Several. So there's actually a story behind this. So this guy made a big stink in our forum. What we said about this game. He was crying and saying it was good and all that. Look, if you can't handle the opinions, the judgments, son.
Look, game title, Combat Danger Strike Force Battle Danger. Thumbs down, okay?
Dude, that sounds pretty f***ing cool, actually. I'd buy that.
If you take issue with one of our opinions, that's okay. You got to do exactly what you did. You got to write in, you got to call Blake Buck fat, and you got to tell him why he's wrong. And not go complain about it on the forum. Look, the forum does not take too kindly to this mess.
Here's the thing. Listeners, current and future listeners and new listeners, keep in mind that during the course of this podcast, we will take a big fat shit on your favorite game eventually.
Look, we'll get around to it.
He also sent us this MP3 file. I hadn't listened to this, so we'll see what it is. Look, I don't know what the dumb. Don't send us.
Yeah, I got no answers for you, man. I'm sorry.
Wait, that was incredibly lame.
If you'd like, to leave us voicemail, it's 845-BATTLE-9.
There's another one. I'm a fairly tolerant person, but I vote no on that
one. He sent us two. Here's the second one.
Two Avalons incoming, two Avalons incoming, got two Avalons incoming, boom! Holy crap, that's so cool!
Oh my god, look, you gotta grow some balls if you're gonna talk to us on this show, none of that.
Look, we got more, we got Wazoo, alright, you know, we don't need you wading in his territory.
Wazoo, defend your honor!
And look, Wazoo might become a man tonight, so...
Oh, that's true,
there might be a void. I don't know, we'll see if he pulls it out. Alright, let's keep going.
Windmiller, take this one. Sam L.
Oh, God. All right, Sam L. again. I think I have something to say to Will Miller. Is there an audio file or something?
There is an audio file.
All right, go. Play audio file.
If you... I mean, because, hey, I like you anyway. Because, you see, if it were me, I would feel free to say... that I was gay. I'm not gay. If you were queer, I'd still be.
There's like 8 minutes of this. We're turning this off. I don't know.
Wow. So are you serenading to me or something? Because I was touched.
Yeah, I think there's a marriage proposal in there somewhere.
I think there was. Look, we'll haul off to Maine. That things are get our civil all union. Okay.
You were just born that way. Settle down over there and eat bump. It's in your DNA, you're gay. Get a nice log cabin. If you were gay.
Very nice. Thank you, sir.
Oh, God. Very nice. It's good. A little Broadway act there.
Exactly.
I'm touched. All right, we got one from Dutch. Dutch here. So I was listening to episode 26 a few weeks earlier, and somewhere in the process of things, I fell asleep. Wait a minute now. Probably one of the times when William Miller went off on one of his lectures of epic proportion. Look, I do that.
That explains it.
I do that. Something about solving all the world's problems like hunger and war. Well, you know, look, I got solutions for that if you could take the time to listen. As a side note, you should totally make a CD called Sir William's Discussions of Modern Game Theory, The Classics.
This is how it started. Oh, man, that's awesome. This is perfect. William Miller, okay, give us the intro. I'm going to play a little music, and you're going to give us the intro to that CD. All right, go.
Will Miller here. That's Sir Will Miller. Lord of all that is game.
No, no more. That's all you get. You just get the intro.
That's all you get. Oh, my goodness. All right. So, anyways, I was peacefully enjoying my sleep as episode 26 neared its end when I woke up. When I woke up to this, and he's attached an MP3 file. Man, a lot of audio.
I would like to apologize right now that audio file exists. And it goes on. It's not even done.
It says, I've never been so absolutely terrified in my entire life. it was like a giant floating Satan head that looked like Blake Buck. It was flying around from the front of my face and laughing into my soul. The walls were on fire, and I was screaming like a girl. Thank you, Blake Buck and Lucas, for providing me with the soundtrack to my nightmares that haunt me for the rest of my life. So that's now called Satan.mp3. Wow. Yeah, that was a little abrasive, I must admit.
Oh, man. All right, so James S., he says, hey, guys, great show. I was recently looking through my Dreamcast game collection and noticed a game entitled Fighting Force 2. It seems like I found the game you made in the future and released it in the past. So he sent us a photo here. I love this photo.
Let me see his power.
What the hell do they call that hairstyle? Is that like...
Wow. Dude, that's a badass dude there. Wow.
Man. I like how he's got the dynamics at the bottom.
With a thumbs up.
He's got all three of them.
So we don't forget.
All three of them. And a thumbs up. All right, so we've also...
All right, so Justin Fick... Oh,
okay, Justin Fick, go.
All right, so we got an email from none other than Toenobu Itagaki. He writes in, Dear Best... Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm dead serious. He writes in, Dear Best Damn Podcast Ever. What happened to my f***ing contest? I've been waiting for over a month now to hear the exciting conclusion, and for like 4 or 5 episodes, nothing. not a god thing. Look, son, I'm a man who takes pride in my image, and when someone pays homage to the sexual god among mortals, that is Tomonobu Itagaki, Tomonobu Itagaki takes notice. So I demand that this contest be concluded and a winner announced, so I can be immortalized as only I deserve to be. Sincerely, totally the real f***ing Itagaki.
I don't even remember the entries to that. Look.
I think Wazoo was the only entry.
I think Wazoo, I think Wazoo claims victory default for this one. If you remember, I think he had like Itagaki and Brian Crescente in there. So I don't even know. It was funny, though. All right, time to conclude battle. Let me start. Let me record this heat. Hang on.
Oh, I see. Oh, all dude, right, son, I see all these. I see Wazoo begging me for help on Skype chat here.
I see,
son. You're on your own, son.
No dice.
Puberty is a purely personal journey.
Oh man! All right, here he comes. In fact, get ready with that music.
Okay. I think you better cue up that buzzer bomb.
Yellow.
Wazoo.
Yep.
This is the best damn podcast ever. Do you have images for us?
I have a placeholder for the images at the moment. I cannot get them to you right now.
What? What is this? What are we hearing? Oh, I think you see these placeholders.
Where are the images?
My scanner, digital camera, all broke in one night.
Both.
Son.
Both, huh?
These better be some damn good placeholders.
I don't know if I believe that, Wazoo. I don't know if I believe that.
Okay, well, entertain us with your story. At least. All right.
Yeah, hi.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's attacking my ears in the background?
It better be right, puberty, son.
So I'm trying to puzzle this one through. And all of a sudden at my door show up Brian Crescente and Itagaki, naturally.
Oh, okay.
They are together.
Always.
Yes.
This is how Wazoo forever becomes a man.
They burst in the door, and they say, "We were listening in on the BDP, and we heard Dimitri's puberty."
Uh-oh.
You can imagine what happened next.
No, we can't. Enlighten us.
He got f***ed in the butt. There's not a whole lot to put in.
All right. Well, look, we're gonna withhold judgment on your quest for manhood.
No, hold on. I heard there are placeholder images here.
Well, after you know, my name wasn't sounding much more ironic than it really is. I had to find a way to deal with it quick. So, without any aftermath on hand to, well, you know, kill the kid, I had to concoct something on my own. And so what I found him lying around my house, and I can tap these against the stall, but it's the best I can do right now, is a glass bottle of imported Mexican Coca-Cola, and a bottle of Mountain Dew Game Fuel, complete with picture of Master Chief on the front. And mixing these things together is the single nastiest thing you could ever drink in your life. And if that didn't kill that kid, I don't know what
to do. Oh, wait, so you were impregnated by the dynamic duo of Crescente and Itagaki.
That it wasn't pretty.
Now is that even pop? Like how do little boys become butt pregnant?
I'm not getting into
it. I think this is suspect.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wazoo. I don't know. My hand's hovering.
Look, Wazoo, look. We have to buzzer bomb you, because if we don't, it sets a dangerous precedent for battles ahead. Now, look, it's not a complete loss. You can redeem yourself in side quests. You can always sign up for battle again. But I'm sorry. Today, you are not a man. All right, well, Wazoo, he had his shot. It was sad.
He got raped by Itagaki and Brian Crescente.
No, it won't happen this week. Like I said, puberty is a purely personal journey. We're not going to hold your hand through manhood.
No, we won't.
Also, I thought the challenge was for him to hit to get through puberty, but he just got pregnant. I don't think that's the same thing. I mean, oh. I am no expert on the sexual form in any way. However, I don't think that's how it works.
All right, Blade Bug, let's wrap this up.
All right. Oh man, I want to do it fast. All right, this is going to be the best damn podcast ever. Oh! What do you guys think about that?
Pretty good, Blake Buck.
That was damn good.
Oh, fun. Zero energy. None.
Zero. So
it's all on this side of the
table. We are eternally grateful for Ryan and Dom on the show today. Hopefully they'll come back again. We didn't scare them off.
I think we scared Dom off. I don't think Dom likes me.
I'm back. I know. Yeah, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. I've been here the whole time. I swear to God.
So at some point, perhaps we'll have Dom back on the show and he can tell us more about what he does. It was a little not quite the proper show for it tonight, but we'll get there. We'd also like to mention Christian C's asphaltdream.org. Donate to Christian C. Now look, don't you donate like $2 and think you're gonna get
lame.
Look, donate, you know, sizable amount of cash, $100, $200, that's good. And you will get a special t-shirt from BDPE, and you'll be helping fight cancer.
Do you think our listeners have $200? Come on now.
All right, $50.
Look.
I don't know, man. Here are those audio budgets, you know, from those clips. I know.
Look, there's no set. You don't have to donate a set amount. Don't be a bitch, is all I'm saying. Don't be donating $1. All
right.
If you want to send us any emails, it's feedback@bestdamnpodcastever.com or call our listener line at 845-BATTLE-9. If you want to sign up for Battle, send us your name, telephone number, and something about you that might help us in determining your battle. Also, you can leave that information on the listener line, 845-BATTLE-9. Also, you want to donate to us, donate at bestdamnpodcastever.com. And vote for us at Podcast Alley. We're going to be number one. I better have
number
it.
Number one.
Or my titties are going to be all wet this month.
I don't want to think about that.
Look, I'm getting sweaty. That's really code for Blake Bucks getting sweaty right now.
Dude, the camo boxes are coming out right now. And the tie-dye socks. He's pulling out his DDR pads.
Oh, no. God.
You might even say that it's unstoppable. So we'd also like to thank... We'd also like to thank Lucas, Matt K. for sending in some written content for the site. If you want to send in written content, feedback@bestdamnpodcastever.com. Get your shit up on the site. It'll be good. So I guess that's it. All of us here at the Best Damn Podcast Ever. I'm Blake Buck.
I'm William Miller.
I'm Justin Fick.
I'm Ryan Meyer.
Dominic Squetti.
And we will see you next time.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue.
Now, do we know his name?
Mike Yaroshinsky. Bam.
Not Mike, dumbass. Wazoo.
Oh, Wazoo. They're the same person in my head.
No, dude, that's his name. It's Wazoo.
No, because we're going to call his house, and his mom is going to answer. We'll be like, is Wazoo there?
Life ain't easy for a boy named Sue.
No, his mom answers, we are looking for your child.
Where is he? This is the internet calling.
Down to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man and give me that awful name.
Just call up and say you're the Department of Homeland Security.
We
want to speak to your son.
There we go.
All we know is his name is Wazoo.
He goes by the internet sex chat handle, Wazoo.
We know his hacker alias.
Such a dirty mangy dog that named me Sue.
Excuse me, ma'am, what are you doing here? I was just looking for... No, you weren't. You were trying to have sex with Wazoo. I'm his mother! Shut up, ma'am. You're coming with us through the telephone.
My name is Sue. How do you do? How you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah.
You know, we could just do that. We could just say, this is the internet call. No, we say, we're the best damn podcast ever from the internet. Calling for Wazoo.
But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye. Cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing but Sue. I still ain't that man. All right, thank you very much.
My best damn podcast ever. This is Wazoo 93. I run a small Wasp podcast. Just want to say you guys are doing great, and I'm gonna sign up in a little bit, right now. Thanks.